Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And yes, your story is unwritten. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at TAN Talk Radio. And my name is Tracy, and I am your host. And this show is designed to be your friend, to lift you up, and to offer you suggestions and opinions in everyday living. We take in opinions from friends, a friend's point of view on certain topics, and then offer suggestions from a licensed therapist, better known as a shrink. And then we tie songs by using them as therapy.
I was going to say, you got to love music therapy, don't you?
Oh, I live through music therapy.
I know you do.
Thank God songs have gotten me through life. I'm going to tell you that. I promise you that. But when you listen to the lyrics of each song, and we hope that it helps you in living a happier life, like Matt just said. I know you have some songs, too, that you can identify with, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and also, do not, before we get started on today's show.
And that's your last one for the day.
Oh, now you got to give me some grace today.
All right, just because you're by yourself.
No, I'm by myself. I just drove through a tornado an hour away, and I'm here, and I'm literally vapor locking, but it's okay.
Now, the reason why I say this is because normally on the show, whatever Tracy does before we get started multiple times, I'll do this. I'll shut the mics off on her, so that way that's kind of the hint. It's like you're doing it again.
Yeah, I repeat myself.
But because today is tornado day and you're by yourself here in studio, aside from having me on with you, but for those watching on YouTube at the TAN Talk Network YouTube channel, normally you'd see Tracy and a couple of other people in studio.
My wraps.
Exactly.
My shrinks and my wraps, and they're all gone. All of them.
At least for this week. So she's by herself for right now. Just so because of that, I'll cut you slack and let you get away with it. But next time you're on the air, if you have people with you, I'm going to start doing that again.
No, for sure. Or maybe I'll make a donation towards a charity for every time I say it. I started thinking about that the other day. I can do a little charity pot.
Did I tell you what? We'll have a jar in studio next week. And every time you say before we get started, you drop a dollar in there. And at the end of the month, we'll donate it to charity.
That's right. We'll turn a negative into a positive, right?
There you go.
I didn't say it, right. But do
as
not
we,
forget.
As we continue here on the show.
As we continue. That's right. I need some other words to fill that space. But do not forget to download the Shazam app. It's free, and it's a great way to download your favorite songs. It's Shazam, and I'm checking into other apps too. Matt, have you seen any apps where they actually show the artist and their interviews?
What do you mean, like?
There's apps that you can download.
Are you talking it's different from the Shazam app?
Yeah, it's more like interviews with the artist, not just the songs. Have you seen anything like that?
Not that I know of off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, I think I saw one. I'm going to explore it for everybody, but it was interesting. But I watched an interview, and I'll tell you about it in a little bit, but it was kind of neat. So I'm going to explore it before I share it. So let's get started off with the Loosen Up song, because I need it. I'm going to play it a little longer today, and let's take a listen to Pink. Who knew?
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around. That's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right. You
Gotta love Pink. There was so many songs I wanted to play today, but I needed something where the energy went up. Do you agree, Matt?
I agree. And you talk about this all the time, where like certain songs carry certain meanings for certain people. I got one for you. I know this wasn't planned, but you were talking about it before.
Let's do it.
We're going to play a clip of it right now.
Let me hear it.
Come get your duds in order, cause we're bound across the water. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. Come get your duds in order, cause we're bound to leave tomorrow. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
Now I'm going to let the bed play a little bit underneath me while we keep going with this. There's a reason why I picked this song, because when I was in college, I went to one of the better Division III hockey schools in upstate New York.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to SUNY Oswego. We were one of the top D3 hockey schools in the country.
No way.
And that song had a big impact on me, because every time we won a game at school, and we won a lot of them in the 3 years I was at school, that's the song that would be blaring over the PA system in the hockey arena as we're walking out.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So that represented a very, very important time in my life in the college years, and being able to be a part of hockey broadcast at school and kind of find my footing in this business, that song was the soundtrack to a lot of those nights. So that's why that song's got a lot of meaning for me. And like with you, with a lot of the songs we play, that's a song that always puts me in a good mood.
And I absolutely love it. I'm glad you shared that with us and you lip synced that. I could see that look like you were singing it and you were playing the violin.
How can I not? Like every single time, no matter when that comes on, I always stop what I'm doing and I airplay the violin.
And I love that. You did a great job and I'm glad that has some good meaning to you. And I've never heard it before, so thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
But next show, we are going to share my lightning song.
All right.
So I love that for you, but you're also a Lightning fan, right?
I am. They're my number two team behind the New York Islanders. It's the team I grew up rooting for. Part of the reason why, and next song we play, I'll walk into the studio so people can see this that are watching on YouTube. I'm sitting here in a hockey jersey that has nothing to do with the Lightning, because it's opening week in the NHL. I've been wearing hockey jerseys all week.
I love that about you. I love it, love it, love it. But we are definitely Lightning fans as well, and we are going to play a Lightning song, but I do like that. That's very cool to know.
All right.
Thank you for sharing
that. Oh, you're welcome.
So, Matt, last week was a pretty serious topic, our last show.
Yes, it was.
And if you were not listening, we had Lynn Knowles. She's from the NOPE program. And we dedicated the show to her daughter, Jamie, got it, Church, and Brandon's son, who are two kids who sadly had passed. Her daughter was one, and Brandon was one of my friend's son from drugs. And we know the drug problem in our country right now. But anyway, Lynn's going to be back on with us today, but she is in a program called NOPE, trying to prevent this from happening to others. And we talked about the Narcan, how important it is. It's easy to get over the counter now. We talked about educating our children earlier in life to prevent drug and alcohol abuse. Maybe go back a little earlier. We're asking someone to take that request and maybe start in fifth grade. 12 is, if when they start 12, the percentage of them, you know, it's just not good percentages if you look at the percentages.
And unfortunately, there's a couple of people that I graduated high school with in 2006 that lost their lives due to drug overdose.
Yes. And last week, I'm very sorry about that.
And
not only that, Matt, I mean, to me, when you're educating and the numbers are going up, then we need to maybe go into the preventative thing, continue what we're doing, but we need to add something, in my personal opinion, is to start preventative earlier, and this NOPE program is all about that.
I agree.
Yeah, and not only that, when I went home last week, I know we're going to start in 2 minutes, I'm going to try to stay on my time frame today.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when I got last week after the show, 2 days later, I got a call from my friend or a text. Her daughter's boyfriend had passed, and fentanyl was involved, and his friend was involved as well. And it was right after that subject. So please, we take it very seriously. It's something we don't like to talk about, but we definitely need to address. And we did talk about the Good Samaritan Law 911, that if there are a group of kids and they're experimenting drugs, or whoever you are, you experiment, you call 911, you will not get in trouble. That's where people lose their lives, because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble if they don't call 911. So going to, from last week's show and transitioning into this week's show, Lynn will be back on, and she's going to talk about how she has transitioned her life, because that's a tough thing that she had to get through, and she's turned it into something positive in different ways, and we're going to get her advice and see what she's up to now in her life. But before she comes on, we're going to be talking to Carolina.
Ironically enough, you don't have to wait. She's on the phone with us right now.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. And hi, Carolina.
Hi, Tracy. How are you doing?
Oh, girl. All right. Let me just say this. She's perfect time. This is my shrink number two. Welcome, welcome. I have three shrinks, Peggy, Carolina, and Mindy. Thank you for being on today. And what a perfect topic today, fear and anxiety. And girl, I drove through a tornado. I had nobody coming on the show with me today. I am petrified. I've read all about fear, so I'm trying to apply it to my life today. So this is the real deal, but you're here to help us out, and you are going to talk about the difference between fear and anxiety, and what causes anxiety, and the different types, and how do we get help. So I'm going to give it to you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm sorry that you drove through a tornado, Tracy. That's pretty traumatic.
No, I didn't drive through it. I don't want to be like over-exaggerate, but my alarm on my phone was going off, and there was a pretty heavy tornado in Clearwater, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I didn't drive through it. That's a little exaggerated, but I needed to worry about the show, and I didn't know what I was going to drive through. But Ed, our manager here, he turned into a weatherman for me, and he looked at the apps that we have on our phones, and so all was good. So it wasn't that bad, but I was like, and today's a perfect day for fear and anxiety. So what is the difference between fear and anxiety?
So, you know, fear is the actual response to a perceived threat, and it's a primal, you know, response to something. It's something that we are built with and that is built within us so that we can respond to real threats in our lives, and we can have a physical and biological response to something that is actually going on that we perceive as dangerous, such as, you know, being attacked by something or going driving through, you know, what we think is going to be a tornado that we're going to be encountered with, etc. And what our body does is it releases adrenaline so that we can either fight, freeze, or flight.
Right.
So that is what fear is there for. It serves a very survival purpose in our lives, and that's why our bodies come built in with this perfect alarm system, basically. Anxiety, on the other hand, involves worrying about a perceived threat, about a threat that has not yet or may never happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is the biggest difference between fear and anxiety is that anxiety usually is in the future. It starts with a what if thought. What if I were to, be attacked by the people who are walking down the street, even mm-hmm. though they are pretty normal and, you know, friendly people? What if that tornado was to get to me even though I'm 40 minutes away from it? And so what happens is that this alarm system, the same alarm system, gets activated when there is no real threat. And so this all the same reactions to a real threat go off in our body, and the adrenaline gets stuck there, and we don't know what to do with it. It serves no purpose mm-hmm. other than to feel very uncomfortable and very hyped up, and sometimes it creates panic in some people. So they create a panic attack. Mm-hmm. It can be due to ongoing stress. It can be due to an actual event of stress that somebody has lived in their life. It can be due to trauma. It can be due to a biological predisposition to anxiety. It can be due to a lot of things. And there are very different anxieties. So, you know, we know that generalized anxiety exists, and that's a disorder in and of itself. But then under that umbrella, there's very different anxieties that we can list. For example, obsessive compulsive disorder is a kind of anxiety disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder is an anxiety disorder. Panic disorder is an anxiety disorder. Definitive phobias are different forms of anxiety. And so on and on, depending on what you have been through or how your body responds to a chronic state of stress, we develop different types of anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders can also exist in people who have other mental health disorders, such as a very common one, like attention deficit disorder. When you have attention deficit disorder, about 80% of the people who suffer from this also suffer from anxiety, because the lack of treatment or the undertreatment of ADD itself causes anxiety. For example, if you're trying to focus on something and you know you have a deadline and you can't concentrate, but you know you have a conscience and that conscience is telling you, get it done, get it together, let's go through it, you know, anxiety rises. And so, you know, when this happens to you every day, what happens is that your serotonin gets, you know, depleted and your dopamine gets depleted. And these are the things that activate anxiety in our brain. So it's a very normal response, or it's a very common mental illness. 1 in 4 people in the United States suffer from it in one way or another. And the good news is that it is extremely treatable. And the way we treat it is in different ways. We can use a therapeutic approach to it. We can use a coaching approach to it. Or we can also use a multidisciplinary approach to anxiety, which includes medication, psychiatric care, psychological care, therapeutic care, coaching care. So also, lifestyle changes are very effective with anxiety. Things such as meditation, breathing, correct breathing, box breathing, nutrition, a high protein diet, a high intake of magnesium, all of these things can really impact anxiety and how a person deals with it. So basically, you know, it's a natural human emotion in response to a stressful or perceived threatening situation that occurs, that may occur, rather than one that is actually occurring around us.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I just share, you know, what I just want to reiterate again what you said a little bit. According to the Cleveland Clinic, just what you said, anxiety disorders are the most common mental health conditions in the U.S. They affect about 40 million Americans, and they happen to nearly 30% of adults at some point. Anxiety disorders most often begin in childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. And I was just, you know, that's from the Cleveland Clinic, so I just wanted to back you up on that. And and also the different types of food. But go ahead. I just wanted to back you up on that. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. So, you know, when anxiety continues to flare, people may find it very difficult to carry on with daily activities because it's very impairing. Very impairing. It's very internalized. And people don't like to, you know, see that or have others see what they're going through. So they keep it inside. They don't talk about it, and this makes the anxiety even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've ever experienced a panic attack or know anybody who has, but nobody who experiences that, really their go-to out loud is not, I'm having a panic attack. It's their instinct is to actually hide it. So, the cycle itself can lead to developing really unhealthy behaviors as a way to avoid either things that cause you anxiety or places that you associate with when you are thinking of, I could have anxiety if I go to this function. I could have anxiety if I go to this place. I could have anxiety, you know. So to the actual anxiety attack and the place where you add when it first happens actually you know, there's an association created where people start avoiding these places because of fear that that place itself causes them anxiety. They're not looking inwards and saying, no, no, what's going on with my body and with my personal trauma, with my personal story, with, you know, my chronic stress is what's actually causing this. So,
can I ask you a question? We know there's a lot going on in the news. And so the news gives many people anxiety. And there's a fine line of being informed, and there's a fine line of that emotional confusion. And so what do you recommend to our listeners of how to deal with today's news stories?
Well, you know, there's something very, very real about watching the news that is very anxiety-driven. A lot of our consumers, right, they watch the news, and with that, they also watch the injured bodies, the death, the horrific news that they put on the TV. I really recommend not necessarily disconnecting from the news, because we all have to know what's going on in the world. But it's a really good idea to find publications, for example, and I'm just giving it as an example. I'm not necessarily endorsing this or that, but there's publications like The Skim that gives you a set of news written where you can actually read all of it and not have to visualize all of the stuff that's going on. For the purposes of what do we need to be aware of? What can we do to help? And without seeing all the trauma that's going on, we can actually continue to be involved that way. These publications allow you to donate if you want to contribute to the, you know, disaster that is going on in the world. They also allow you to understand how the war is moving, in what direction, who is involved, what countries are involved, what families are doing about these things, instead of having to see all the goriness and the you know, shock value that and I'm not minimizing what is going on in Israel by any, you know, means, but it does show us a lot of goriness, a lot of disaster, a lot of blood, a lot of loss.
Well,
sometimes it's easier to filter that and read it rather than see it.
Right. And I just want to say, I think that's great advice to shift your focus into doing something positive, like go focus on donating and contributing to positive, you know, to helping instead of getting stuck. I just, to confirm what you said, too, this is according to the mentalhealth.org. Social media and online news coverage often covers negative reports and stories. So negative news generates increased levels of cortisol in our bodies, your body's main stress hormone, leading to heightened levels of anxiety, which we are not designed to sustain. So I'm just, again, backing you up on your comment. And I like the fact that you said to shift your focus into positive, doing something positive for the situation, because it's hard to sit here and not do nothing and live a normal life. That's a mixed emotion for me. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. So how do we get help for anxiety and tiers of help, and what works best for anxiety?
Well, I mean, help comes from individual counseling. Again, you know, sometimes medication is very helpful for anxiety, daily interaction with therapists, finding experienced caretakers, and finding other people who have gone through these experiences. Nutrition education is important for anxiety. Mm-hmm. Exercise is important for anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Group counseling can be very helpful because you see that you're not alone in this situation and that a lot of other people are going through anxiety, heightened, impairing anxiety. And peer support is also important. Normalizing that, hey, I'm having this moment and I need a breather. I need to step out. I'm going to be okay, but I have this condition and I have to respect it. And really strengthening your communication skills in terms of what is the matter. Also very important for anxiety. Alcohol and drugs are the enemy of anxiety.
Yep.
And so you know, when we suffer from anxiety and we engage in excessive drinking or in excessive use of drugs, it exacerbates the anxiety because anxiety is a very chemical-driven disorder. So, you know, I would steer away from using alcohol and drugs, including marijuana, and, you know, except for, of course, prescribed medication, which has been proven to be extremely effective with things like benzodiazepines and serotonin inhibitors. So, those are the things that help.
Yes, and I thank you for that. And on a natural, and I feel bad. I've got probably about a minute and a half, Carolina, and I want to thank you for coming on. And of course, you're my shrink number two with great information. Before I want to close with a couple of other topics that, in a natural way, I read where bananas are actually good for anxiety. The B vitamins and bananas, the folate, the B6. It's a production of serotonin. It can help improve your mood and reduce anxiety. So these are some of the natural ways. And then if you can't get a natural way, then definitely go see a professional and get their recommendation. It also, again, we talk about on the Shrink and Wrap Show, dehydration. We struggle to get the chemicals required to produce serotonin in our brain. Being just half a liter dehydrated may also include the stress hormone cortisol. So again, keep your water, keep your brains hydrated, because that can also trigger some anxiety. I'm reading all this stuff. Exercise, as you said, plenty of sleep, meditate, focus on the present, take deep breaths, because you can hyperventilate and go into a panic attack. And anyway, and some of the other foods you can eat, calcium-rich foods, eggs, leafy greens, nuts and seeds, oranges, oysters. These are things that, as a rep, as a friend, and as you as a professional, coming together can help you conquer that fear that some of us live with today. And do you have any closing statements, Carolina?
No, I just want to let everyone know that there is hope. Yes. There's hope, and there is help for anxiety. Again, it is one of the easiest treatable mental health disorders out there. And it's very intense. It feels very, very impairing when it does happen to people. Mm-hmm. And on the same sentence, I can also say it is also, again, very treatable if you follow the right recommendations and you fully commit to the recommendations that are given to you therapeutically, naturally, and medically. So.
Okay, and I'm going to say this, and then when I say this, and then afterwards, can you tell everybody your contact information in case they would like to talk more or they need extra professional help? I've learned, a friend of mine, Michelle, had said, 90% of the things you worry about do not happen. I like that phrase. That helped me in life. 90% of the things that you worry about do not happen. And then the other thing that I like that she said, do not put the umbrella up until it rains. I mean, like today it was raining when I came to the radio show, so I did felt okay. No, but I was fine. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was something I had to worry about on top of getting the show done. But Carolina, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're awesome. You're helping a lot of people out there, all our listeners here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. Please tell them how they can get in touch with you if they would like more information on any kind of anxiety disorders or need to talk to you in reference to any topic in that matter. How can they get in touch with you?
I'm Carolina Gleason, and I can be reached at 813-541-9162. Also, my email is Carolina Gleason, CLC as in Tampa Life Coach, at yahoo.com.
And thank you again, and we will be talking to you soon with our next topic. And you stay dry out there. I'll be seeing you soon. Thank you for saving the day and helping me with my fears today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Made a difference. Thank you, lady. Take care. Okay, can we hear a song from Blue October before we get Lynn on?
Unfortunately, you're going to have to give me a second. We had a little technical difficulty with one of the computers here in the studio.
Okay,
so.
Okay, that's okay, because I want to talk about Blue October really quick.
Sure.
I did go to the Blue October concert recently. He has a new album coming out. And this guy had a chapter in his book, the lead singer. His name is Justin Furstenfield. Furstenfield is his name. He's the lead singer for Blue October, and he had a chapter in his book that he masks some of his fears, and he's come out of it 10 years. And what he's doing is he's taken that chapter in his book, and he's writing it in his songs to help others and to lift other people up. So this song I was going to play last week, and we ran out of time, and I'm already running out of time again. But I want to play Fear, because I want people to go to this when you feel afraid.
Here we go.
Okay.
All my life, been running from a pain in me, a feeling I don't understand, it's holding me down. So rain on me, underwater. Today, I don't have to fall apart. I don't have to let the damage consume my shadows through me, 'cause fear in itself.
Get back.
So you just heard from Blue October, the lead singer, that he used to fall, but now he gets back up. And he shares that with all his listeners. And going to that concert the other day, I saw people in wheelchairs standing. I saw people in crutches. And the energy, it just touched so many fans. So thank you, Blue October, for sharing that song with your fans out there. So anyway, we have today, speaking of someone super courageous, we have Lynn on the line. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Tracy.
How are you doing? Did you have to wait too long?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Today, we're not doing too bad, but thank you for coming back on. And you were on last week talking about Nope and very brave to be here. And I just want to thank you again for all your information last week. And I wanted to know, you have shifted your focus, but before we talk about how you've taken a negative thing and put it into a positive thing and what you're doing in life now, do you have any last-minute comments from our last week's show?
Oh, sure. Thanks again for having me back. I really just want to, again, offer up that we have a candlelight vigil over in Hillsborough County.
Yeah.
And that candlelight vigil is to honor those that have been lost from a drug-related incident, be it overdose or drowning, as you know, your friend's son died.
Yeah.
Those suffering.
Two
the
more this
of
week. Two more this yeah. week of a friend of mine's daughter's boyfriend. Terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That just goes to show you.
Well, we want to honor those that are suffering with a disease of addiction and those that are recovering as well. We want to honor all of them and their families. So we do this candlelight vigil. Mm-hmm. And I want to invite everyone to come out. It's this coming Thursday, a week from today, October 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Our memorial wall, which is an incredible viewing site of those that we're honoring. We open doors at 6 p.m. for that, and then our program for our candlelight vigil begins at 7 p.m. And that's located at Hillsborough High School. Mm-hmm. Now, Hillsborough High School is over in Tampa, 5000 Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that everyone that's been affected, or if you know someone, please pass the word on to them. We want to bring our community together and show support for this this incredible thing that we fight, this incredible epidemic that we're fighting, as well as, you know, just the stigma that goes with it.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to try to make it to that. I'm going to really try. And my thing is adding to what the NOPE program is doing, and like yourself, but getting more into prevention and getting to our kids at a younger age and just teaching this, you know, reaction to what can happen when you do drugs. But what are you doing now, Lynn? What are you doing with your life now?
Well, I think it was interesting that you were playing that song as I was waiting because, you know, as a parent that lost her only child to a drug overdose when she was 23, my life sort of just came to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if I had any purpose anymore. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I didn't know how to grieve. No one should know how to grieve, by the way.
No.
And I had to pick myself up.
Yeah, and you did.
Right, and to honor her, I had to find a different kind of good in my life. I had to find a different path of what I'd always planned on, which was to be her mother until the day I died.
Mm-hmm.
I still will be, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And also to be a grandmother and to live the life that we all sort of plan on as parents.
Right.
And that came to a very abrupt halt when she passed away. And so I did have to find a way to pick myself up, put one foot in front of the other, and keep going.
Yep.
And did a lot of praying, did a lot of speaking with that higher power.
Yep.
Above
That's
me.
What the lead singer from October Blue, he says in on a video that he found a higher power, and it really helped him transition into a very positive life. So I'm glad you
Absolutely.
Said that. I'm glad you
Absolutely.
Said that.
So
what are you doing now? Like,
well,
what are you,
with me,
curious?
With me and my relationship with my higher power, I was praying for a door to open, for something to come along to show me a way that I could live my life better, could live my life in joy, take my daughter and her memory along with me, not to leave it behind. And within a few weeks of doing that prayer, something just opened up in front of me, Tracy, that really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that had been created for the astronauts and the Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
And it got introduced to me, and I'll tell you, it just really, I drank this thing we call ketones.
Okay.
And it really just opened my brain back up.
Nice.
And part of it had shut down, and I started feeling incredible. And amazingly, right away, I knew that this was something I wanted to share with people. So that door opened, the one that was meant for me to walk through, and I did walk through it. And now for 5 years, along with helping people go through this process of dealing with addiction and people that they've lost to addiction, that has become part of what I still do. But now I share around the world this incredible opportunity for people to have better health and wellness.
I love that.
It's just something I'm really passionate about, and it's given me joy. It's given me an opportunity to be in a vehicle of joy.
Yep, and I love it. You shifted your focus into something positive, and you're carrying your daughter in your heart. She'll always, I think you can feel her with your heart, but then you're moving on because life, the world keeps spinning, and it's hard to say that, but I'm so impressed and so proud of you. And I want to know, are you going to come on this show and talk about it and let us taste it and really like feel and touch it? And I want to try it out. Can you tell us the name of the company?
Well, the company's name is called Prove It. Mm-hmm. And so I love the name of the company because in life, we're always like, well, I'm going to go prove it, right?
Yep.
Well, if you want to be a better mom, let's go prove it. If you want to have a better life, let's go prove it. Let's do it together.
Right.
So that's the name of the company, and I'd love to come and share this because this is really a biotechnology, something that no one's ever had before unless you've drank ketones from me and our company.
Okay.
It puts you in this ketosis in 30 minutes. You don't have to do the keto diet, and I'd love to bring it to you all to taste and talk more about it because it is something that I am truly passionate about, and I know my daughter is, I'm looking at her beautiful picture right now. It's in my office, and she's just shining, smiling at me right now because I am helping people around the world.
That's right. And we thank you, Lynn. And honestly, I'm just like, I want you to come on. I want everybody to see who you are, and we'll show a picture of your daughter. And it's just taking something, you know, negative into a positive. And listen, I believe in a higher power. I do believe that something opened the door for you to go this route. And but will you come back in November? Because going in January, we're going to really start focusing on how to go into the new year. And we're going to start now with a positive attitude, doing positive things and taking better care of ourselves. Will you come back on in November?
I absolutely would love to.
Okay, and you're going to tell us all about this new company.
I will come in and I will share it all. And it's an 8-year-old company, but new to everyone because we're just hearing about it.
All right. Well, we'll be the first to know because of you. So thank you again for coming on. I do have to go. I've got two other callers coming in, and then you and I are going to set a date. In fact, you can text me right now and let me know when you're available in November, okay?
I will do that, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't forget about Nope Candlelight Vigil next Thursday. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, you too, my friend. Take care, everyone.
You too. Take care, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, so I'm glad Lynn is going on a good path, and she's going to come on our show. We're going to get a chance to meet her. And do we have Helena on the line?
I'm working on it. Give me a second.
Okay. And what about, my friend Sherry's going to be on too.
Yeah, we'll get Helena on first, and then I'll try to get Sherry on at the same time.
Okay. And in the meantime, we're going to do 3 minutes for each of them. But in the meantime, our friend Renee is on a plane right now, our entertainment girl. So we've got some events coming up here. It started September 8th through October 31st, talking about fear. Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens is going on. The Bucks versus the Lions on October 15th is here at the Tampa Stadium. The Lightning started their season off this week. Matt went to it. You had a good time, right, Matt?
Yes, I did. And to that point, before we get Helena on the phone, we talked about this before, and I talked about this with you before the show started with anxiety.
Yeah.
So my girl and I went to opening night. I bought her the tickets for the opener on Tuesday night as a birthday present.
Right.
A couple months ago, we had gone to Brewfest at Amway Arena, which is this huge beer event.
Right.
And while we were there, she was wearing flip-flops. We're walking up the stairs because we'd gone ice level to sample drinks. We're walking back up the stairs to go back to the main concourse. She caught her flip-flop, she tripped, and she landed hard on her knee on the stairs. Mm. She ended up with a big black and blue mark on her knee and ended up doing more damage than we thought. She hurt her hamstring as well, so she's been out of work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd been really nervous about going back to the arena, and to make it easier on her, we ended up Ubering to and from the game. And when she, you could tell sitting in the car, she was incredibly anxious. She had the same kind of look on her face you did when you walked into the studio today.
Vapor lock look.
Exactly. So she had that kind of look on her face as we're getting to the arena. We go to the game, we go to warm-ups. She's walking back up the steps. She's fine.
That's
all. But she was so nervous. I'm like, all right, I don't want to make you any more nervous than you already are. This is supposed to be a fun night. It's an early birthday present for you. Her birthday's next week. So we helped her get over her fear and her anxiety of going to the game. She had a great time.
That's awesome. So, see? And yeah, and I've got a great conclusion to your story.
What's that?
Oh, well, you'll hear it at the end of the show.
All right. Well, right now we got something else we got to get to. Helena is on the phone. Right now.
Helena.
Hi,
lady. How are you?
I am fabulous, as always. Good. Talking to you.
Thank you for being on. I thought we'd have a lot more time, but you're going to come back on the show, but I have probably about 2 minutes, and I was in your shop at Coco B at Safety Harbor the other day. I am wearing my lovely bangle bracelets from your shop, and of course, I had three outfits that are in the bag still. Can you tell us what is in fashion this fall?
Well, real quick, it's everything red. Go bold, go red, go fall fashion is different in Florida than the rest of the world. But just accentuate. If you don't love red or anything red, just get a handbag, get something, get a little accessory. So this fall is about red, 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 and more red. So just and, you know, it's a great color to draw attention. It's a great color to make you feel good about yourself. So it's everything red.
I love red. But you're going to be coming on pretty soon. Is that correct? And then give us some more details about a couple of other things. And I guess in November, yep. Right, with Renby.
That's correct.
And we're going to talk more about your shop. And maybe we can bring in some of your items in our shop when you come back on, right? We're going into the new year. Well, we're talking about fall now, but we all want to start living we want to get prepared for the new year of living healthy, thinking healthy, and looking healthy in every way. And you're going to be part of that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Helena, thank you. And thank you again for yesterday. And thank you. We know red is, do you hear that, Matt? Red. Red is the color.
I'm down with that.
You're good.
Yeah, it matches our team. So what a way. You know, this is Tampa Bay. So
that's right.
We have a reason to wear red as well.
That's right. So we'll all be cheering for the Bucks.
That'll be great.
So awesome. Thank you for coming on. I'm sorry I have to cut it a little short. I've got about 3 minutes. And then I look forward to having you on my show soon again.
Okay, take
care. And it's Coco B at Safety Harbor. Check her out, Helena. She's awesome.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Matt, do we have Sherry on the line?
I'm trying to get her. Bear with me.
All right. Bear with you. In the meantime, other events. I also want to remind you, Easy Dance was on.
Unfortunately, no, we do not. I was not able to get through to her.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I tried the number you gave me a couple of times. I kept getting this weird beeping noise trying to get her. So, unfortunately, Sherry, if you can hear us, 727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call. You call us. We'll get you right on the air.
I just called in. And also, can you tell Devin to come here? I also want to remind you guys, Easy Dance was on last week. If you're looking for something new to do, take your partner out and do Easy Dance. And it's on Ehrlich Road in Tampa, and it's ballroom dancing. Devin.
Hey.
Oh, this is a very surprise. I want her to come in. I want you to talk about November 4th event. I know I hate to do that. It's like a surprise visit. And then I'm going to have conclusion. But November 4th, tell us about your event, November 4th.
You can surprise me anytime to talk about November 4th. So November 4th is the Denim and Diamonds Gala, yep. And it is to benefit Raising Release Foundation, mm-hmm. which is a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits in the area.
Yep.
And last year, they helped 19 different nonprofits from the money that we raised from Denim and Diamonds Gala. Super fun. It is going to be November 4th at the Sheraton Sand Key.
Okay.
VIP party starts at 5.
Okay.
And the rest of the tickets start at 5:45, and people can go to raisingrelief.com. foundation.org. And that's November 4th.
Okay, I'm buying my ticket today. I have been so busy, but I am definitely buying a ticket, so I will be there.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
I love that it's going to multiple.
Yes.
You know, breast cancer is going on. We say prayers for everybody, but there's so many nonprofits that need help. I love what you're doing.
Breast cancer, but did you also know that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
Yeah.
And, it's purple.
So that's nice. Yeah, so all these colors matter and all these nonprofits matter and you matter. Everybody matters out there. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to that event.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, Sherry, Matt. So Sherry doesn't have the number here. Okay, Sherry, I am going to text her the number. This is live radio right now.
Yeah, this is what happens with live radio. 727-441-3000 is the phone number to call.
She's not listening?
Oh, wow.
Okay, but I do have to have my closing statements. Very important. I don't know if...
As if we have time to be able to get
I'm
to her.
This is very important. I'll give her a minute. She's got a minute just to tell us one purse, Joey James the label. Go on her website, Joey James. There she is. This is how we roll. Sherry. Girl. Oh, Sherry.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, girl, my gosh, I have a minute. It's a fire drill. I'm so sorry. You're like, what number? I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't have it, but this is how we roll, right? All right, we have Sherry with joeyjameslabel.com. Real quick, what color is in? What purses are in? We literally have like 30 seconds before I close, and I'm going to have you back
30
on.
30 seconds. Okay, no worries.
All right.
So definitely maroon is a great fall color.
Uh-huh.
Flame is a great fall color. Taraco is really beautiful. They're all just like oranges, reds, browns, gorgeous colors. The Ryan's great, or if you want a bigger bag, a Samantha's great.
Oh, 2 minutes.
We have clear bags. We have everything.
Okay, so Sherry, they can go on joeyjameslabel.com, joeyjameslabel.com. I will have her here the next show, and she'll be with us forever. So thank you, Sherry. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks,
I got to do my conclusion.
All right.
Have a good day. I'll talk to
you
soon,
girl.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. So, okay, so today, in conclusion of today's show, in my opinion, I'm going to switch to a conclusion right now, we are all under pressure in some way. Our world is under pressure. But know this, everything you want is on the other side of fear. This is your book of life. Do not let fear in any way control you. Stand up for fear in every situation. And God bless America, and I am praying for peace for this whole world.
Amen.
And here is Queen with Under Pressure.
We'll see you next time here on the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Thank you.